This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. These are taxing times to be a governor. There's a choice of words. States face huge budget shortfalls. Money from the economic stimulus that helped states get by for 2 years has run out. And now, even with the slowly improving economy, deep spending cuts are needed as governors prepare to unveil new budgets in the coming months. It's against that backdrop that the National Governors Association holds its annual winter meeting. It gets underway in Washington, D.C. today. NPR's Don Gagne will be there. He spent some time recently in Ohio and Wisconsin. He joins us in the studio. Don, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure.
Now, it looks like there's a fairly long agenda for this gathering, but the protests in Wisconsin and Ohio and elsewhere and the story of the state budget battles would suggest that it's going to be hard to talk about much of anything else for a while.
Indeed. They do say they're going to talk about other things, ways to increase trade with China for individual states to help sell products and this and that. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the budget hangs over everything. It's become the huge political story this year. And it rivals, Scott, even the big story of the GOP takeover of the United States House. Certainly, there's a lot of action going on there. But governors with their executive powers and a lot of them with state legislatures newly controlled by Republicans are really shaking things up. Look no further than Wisconsin, where Governor Scott Walker has used his budget battles to take an opportunity to really go after the public sector unions.
I mean, let's understand, governors, the state budgets can't run a deficit. They can't raise the debt limit the way the U.S. government can. And as you note, all the Republican governors this year are among the most prominent voices. And let's hear some of the things we've heard recently from Republican governors, beginning with Governor Walker from Wisconsin.
We're broke. Like nearly every state across the country, we don't have any more money.
Unlike the federal government, we've got to balance our budgets.
We have to fund that which we really need. And to do that, we have to cut that which is just what we'd like.
It's almost like they're finishing each other's sentences there. We also heard Bob McDonnell of Virginia and Chris Christie of New Jersey, both, again, newly prominent as these budget battles have come to the fore. Again, though, this event, the National Governors Association, is for all of the governors, Democrats, Republicans alike, though Republicans hold a 29-20 advantage. There's one independent. You will see a lot of talk about kind of the nature of the problem they face, how to deal with health care costs, this and that. But even so, those stark differences will be on display.
Now, some of these Republican governors have joined lawsuits that are trying to prevent the implementation of the new health care reform law. Let's talk about some of the Democrats and hear from them. They met with President Obama at the White House yesterday. We have a pinwheel of comments from they made after that meeting, beginning with Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, followed by Bev Perdue in North Carolina, then Deval Patrick of Massachusetts.
The most important priority we have right now as a country is to create jobs.
And then we focused on what the great job creator is, and long term, you all know that's education.
And that a strategy based on education, on innovation, and infrastructure is a winning strategy.
They, too, are working from the same script, and it happens to be President Obama's script. Sounds like his State of the Union address.
With these different messages from Republican and Democratic governors, how do they really talk about these problems this weekend if their language is so different?
Well, that is what we will see over the next couple of days. Again, they will step back and talk about how they got here and about ways forward. But again, more so than in any time in recent memory when these meetings have taken place, they are at odds in terms of how to move forward.
Big dinner at the White House, though, right?
Indeed. That is Sunday night. The President and Mrs. Obama will host. Maybe they'll have to limit conversation to the Super Bowl or the upcoming March Madness. Gladys Knight will be singing, so maybe she can find
just
some
sit
love.
Back and listen. It sounds, exactly. Sounds like a great time. NPR's Don Gagne, another citizen of the Motor City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.